Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Commissioner Larry Johnson.
Let me first say congratulations on getting that JD.
Thank you, dear brother.
Man, you worked at JD, you work in physics, and you're a true Renaissance man.
Thank
period,
you, brother.
Point blank, from Glenwood.
United States Senator John Ossoff.
I blinked, and I understand you've added yet more diverse and impressive qualifications. It is approaching international man of mystery level. True Renaissance man, Dr. Richie.
Ladies and gentlemen, Angelique Proctor from Fox 5 News.
You know, thanking you, Dr. Richie, because you are an incredible member of our community. You uplift us, you love us, and you value us, and that means so much. I listen to you so much in the morning, and I don't have time to call in, but I'm just amen, and you are doing a great job.
I am happy. I am
what up? Welcome back.
I got a dream.
Realest Man on Radio. Good to still be with you. 404-726-1380. I will dissect the madness you just heard from the GOP conservative Latino individual who is okay with them snatching away all of the diversity programs in the RNC. Fascinating. All right. As promised, ladies and gentlemen, we have none other than my friend, my mentor, and one of the greatest public servants in America, Congressman Hank Johnson, 4th Congressional District, State of Georgia. Good day. Welcome.
My brother, it's good to be with you.
Good to be with you. Good morning. Good morning. I'm excited about this conversation, and we have had different talks about it over the course of our journey. We've known each other for many years. You have done two things very important. The first we've covered on the show, which is the Restoring Artistic Protection Act to basically stop prosecutors from being able to utilize lyrics against an artist in the court of law. This would be a federal statute. But you've also created with Jamal Bowman and I think one or two others this Congressional Hip Hop Task Force, which is a first. So talk to us about it.
Yeah, Jamal Bowman is the this is the brainchild of Jamal Bowman, my colleague from New York. And the purpose of this Hip Hop Task Force, which includes myself and state federal representative Delia Ramirez from Chicago, and also my good friend Andre Carson, who's a former rapper, current rapper, but I guess he's on pause since he is in Congress.
While he's in the Congress. But he'll be back on top after he leaves, Congressman Johnson.
Yeah,
he'll
be probably doing some secret stuff right now that
That's
we
right.
don't even know about.
That's right.
But those individuals and I formed the hip-hop task force, and, you know, what we look to do is to protect our culture. Our culture is under attack, and indeed our liberties are on the menu. And so this hip-hop task force will use hip-hop, which is a very the most popular music genre that's going today. It'll use that genre to bring about and promote things like economic equality and affordable housing, racial justice, all of the things that concern us as a people. And but primarily, we're going to use this hip-hop task force to protect our constitutional rights. And that, you know, the Bill of Rights, the first amendment to the Constitution, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and we're going to make sure that this move towards white Christian nationalism has a stopgap to it. The Hip Hop Task Force and those who support it, we're going to be fighting for the America that the framers of our Constitution envisioned and aspired for, even though they were not the most perfect people, and neither are we, but we can still live up to those ideals that are enunciated in the preamble of the Constitution and the Constitution. And that's what the Hip Hop Task Force is going to do through our culture, through hip hop.
You add a certain level of, in my opinion, credibility to this argument, and I'm going to tell you why. About a year ago, I was sitting in my law school class in Birmingham, and one of the news feeds came across my screen, and it was about you standing against utilizing lyrics to prosecute. And naturally, I'm of the same ideology, personal and professional. But when I look at the reality of application, it's applied typically to young urban, young black defendants. And I'm not understanding, how do we get to this place, Congressman, of having to literally say what you've done as an entertainer is not protected in the court of law? I don't get that. People can write books about murder that would never come up if they got charged and prosecuted for murder. People can literally sing songs about spousal abuse. Those songs will not be introduced if they're on a domestic violence trial. So how did this happen, Congressman, to black rappers in particular?
Yeah, you know, there's a element within our country that supports the prison industrial complex. It's always been a moneymaker for some folks, whether or not it was just straight out incarcerating people and then farming them out to wealthy white landowners and other business owners so that they could get free or reduced cost labor after slavery was abolished, or whether or not, you know, we're talking about subcontracting the food preparation, medical, phone calls, all of that stuff that the jails and prisons do now, farming public money out to the private sector to provide services. And so you got to have inmates in order for that prison industrial complex to work. And so using the most popular form of music, a music that is generating billions of dollars for wealthy people to put into their pockets, and we, the performers, and the writers and producers and those folks, they make some money also, but the big money goes to the big folks, and they are the same ones that are making money from this prison industrial complex. And so it all kind of fits together. You use that very popular music as a means to put people away, put people in the prison system. And then you continue what's been going on for centuries in America, and that is the voracious appetite of the prison industrial complex feeding on young black males. That's what's happening now with the use of rap music against those who are producing it, those who are actually making the music that is so popular these days.
You know, the irony is, Congressman, when you look at the details of the song, you will see five or six people. Only one or two are on the album, on the actual song, because the other three contributed in the writing of the song or editing of the lyrics or production of the hook. And you create a slippery slope. I'm talking about every judge and prosecutor who's down with this. Because why can't we put all five of them on trial if all five of them contributed to the artistic expression that can be used in criminal court prosecutions? I think prosecutors got to work for their convictions, and you have significant rights in the United States of America once you are accused. Donald Trump is utilizing his rights as the accused. And this is the way it should be for anybody, to exhaust all legal remedies. On the other side, Congressman, I want you to talk directly to judges who are listening to the show, attorneys who are listening to the program, prosecutors who listen to the program. You are a former judge. You're an attorney. I want you to talk directly to them, because at the end of the day, this may come down to discretion to some degree. All right. We got more News and Talk 1380 WALK. What up? Welcome back. Realist man on radio. Good to be with you. All right. We have Congressman Hank Johnson. Congressman Johnson sponsored the Restoring Artistic Protection Act. We talked about it on the program in significant fashion. It's a very important bill, a very important movement. And also one of the organizers now under the leadership of our dear brother Jamal Bowman. Congressional Hip Hop Task Force. Congressman, before I went to break, I wanted you to say something directly to attorneys, judges, prosecutors, etc. And I say this, I ask in this context. A few days ago, I was blessed to host the Igniting Change fundraiser for Gideon's Promise, which was founded by law professor John Rapping to encourage, support, and provide advocacy for public defenders. Well, in that exchange, this conversation came up at the table, and obviously public defenders are completely against it. And they're trying to convince their colleagues on the other side why this is bad for the entire profession. What say you to those who are currently working in the industry of court?
Yeah, my brothers and sisters working at the courthouses need to know that even though they may not be streaming this music, about 70% of all music being streamed is rap music. It's very central to the culture of our young people. It is a economic engine, a huge economic engine that's putting a lot of money into the pockets of a lot of people, not just those at the front of the line, those whose faces we see, but those behind those faces, like the producers, the, you know, the video directors, all of the, you know, all of that ancillary stuff that goes on from the production of one piece of rap music. And the thing is, you made the point a little earlier, not all rap that a rapper is enunciating, did he or she write? In other words, they are simply regurgitating what someone else has written a lot of the time, but yeah, they have a reputation to keep up, and it's their rap. They say, I wrote this, I did that, but someone else sometimes has been the one who's actually writing the stuff, and then you, having said it, end up being hauled into court and prosecuted in part based on what you have rapped. Right. And due to your reputation, you can't come out and say, oh, no, I sung it, but I didn't write it. You know, you've got a career to maintain. Mm-hmm. And so there's so much about this that is such a fallacy, to use lyrics against someone who is spouting those lyrics on a record. That is wrong. It's a denial of the First Amendment rights of creative expression that all of us have. It creates a chilling effect on artists and artistry. It's bad for our culture, and we should not start down that slippery slope with black folks, because it'll be coming over to country music. It'll transcend music and go to film and TV production and other forms of art. Our country is on a downward spiral right now. Ron DeSantis and others talking about don't say gay. If they can say don't say gay, they can say don't say this, that, or the other.
So that's right.
We're already going down that rabbit hole. And when we prosecute people based on their creative expressions, we're contributing to that. And so my message to all of the folks in the courthouse is don't do away with your own constitution just because it's something that has been done to put people in prison. Find another way. Really, we need to cut this prison industrial complex mentality and find another way of dealing with folks who break the law, and give them the kind of benefits that you see Donald Trump getting every day of the week.
Seems exactly. Like everything
that happens, this man gets the benefit of the doubt from the justice system, but ultimately he's going to be held accountable, I hope.
Yeah, so a year ago I would have said definitely will be held accountable. Today I'm at 50%. I'm at 50%. I don't know. Up and down. I hope he gets held accountable.
Yeah, I think it's inevitable, Rashad, with four criminal cases, two of which, if he wins, he can derail, but two of which on a state court level, he's not going to be able to stop those. And he's going to trial in New York on April 15th.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be that's going to be a good case. And Fannie Willis may be able to hold him accountable here in Fulton County before the end of the year, too. I haven't given up on that prosecution. But then there are in his pocketbook, big time, Letitia James up in New York, got him on the hook now.
Yeah.
And, it's a problem when you have to come up with $175 million bond. And you already have $100 million tied up on the other case with E. Jean Carroll. So, you know, the civil process is getting into his pocket and holding him accountable, and that's a good thing.
You just convinced me at 51%. Okay, so I'm back to the majority now, Congressman. He will likely be held accountable. Congressman, we appreciate all that you do, sir. Thank you for your advocacy and leadership, and thank you for your bravery and courage standing up for this, not only legislation, bill, and commitment and coalition, but for the principle, because we already know exactly who this law will be utilized against more so than not. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Rashad. And listen, you're killing it, man. Every time I listen to you and you've got somebody on the witness stand on your show and you're holding them accountable using logic and wisdom, I always enjoy listening to you and the work that you're doing in quantum physics you know, with Alzheimer's is something to behold. And then on top of that, you know, you graduated from law school. Man, you're doing it. I'm so proud of you. Keep up the great work.
Congressman, that means the world coming from you. And for those who don't know, the congressman always would write my letter of recommendation for every program I've been in. And so far, I've gotten into all of them. So thank you, Congressman.
Thank you, Rashad. Have a great day.
You too. All right. We got more on the other side. News and talk. 1380 WAOK.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.